Tonight, a European space probe will fly past the Earth on its way to Mercury, the planet closest to the Sun. That mission will ping around the inner solar system before getting to its destination. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
Normally, when a mission milestone like a flyby occurs, scientists gather at mission control to monitor the spacecraft's progress. Not this time.
We will all be at home. We all do this from our living rooms, kitchens, wherever we are.
Jörn Herbert with the Institute of Planetary Science in Berlin is one of the scientists on the BepiColombo mission. The probe launched in 2018. Its goal is to find out what Mercury is made of, which will help scientists revise their ideas of how the solar system formed. When it flies by, Earth's gravity will slow the probe down so it can head inward toward Mercury. But Herbert says Earth's gravity alone won't do the trick.
So in October, we do a flyby of Venus. That, again, will slow us down a bit.
And that's just the start.
Then there will be another flyby of Venus in April of the following year. And then we have six flybys of Mercury, every time slowing down a little bit. And in the end, we are basically at the orbital speed of Mercury and then can go into orbit around Mercury.
That's in 2025. In addition to the data it records at Mercury, BepiColombo will take some measurements during each flyby. As it approaches Earth, for example, BepiColombo will measure the thermal infrared radiation from the Moon, something mission scientists say has never been done before from space. Herbert says it will be the first time one of the mission's scientific instruments has been put to use making scientific measurements.
Hopefully by even early afternoon on Friday, we have a first idea on how the data looks like.
Like a lot of us, Herbert and his colleagues have found the stay-at-home orders to prevent the spread of COVID-19 a bit, well, tedious.
We are also all very happy to have a positive distraction.
Something everybody could use about now. Joe Palca, NPR News.